Podcast. This is the theme for the engine podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking. We're playing our fun little game we do from time to time called Was I a Little Kid or a Drunk Adult When I Did Some Embarrassing Thing?
You've left us your messages as you've been instructed.
Yes.
And it's our job to guess. Yeah, which one was it? Were you a drunk adult or was this when you were a little kid? So if you're just tuning in, this is the one we're talking about right now.
I got kicked out of a Home Depot for puking in one of their outdoor fountains.
Wow, that's a tough one. Because puke can be like, okay, I drank too much, or puke can be
I ate too much candy,
too much Starburst, yeah, or something like Taste the Rainbow twice. Wow. that's tough. At Home Depot, I'm gonna go drunk adult. I'm thinking, I don't know. I think it's adult. I think this happened when she was an adult.
Okay,
what do you think?
I don't see a reason for a little, well, I don't know.
Little kids throw up.
Yeah, they throw up everywhere.
It doesn't matter.
I'll agree. Thing. I'll say drunk adult. All right. Drunk adult.
Okay, which was it?
I was a little kid. I was feeling nauseous and couldn't find the bathroom in time, so I puked in one of their outdoor water fountains. One of the employees saw what went down and kicked me and my older sister out of the store.
See, now that was that's courteous.
I know.
She could have thrown up on the floor and you would have had to get a bucket and a mop.
Exactly. I mean, she could have thrown up on a table saw.
Yeah.
But no, she went to a convenient place. I don't like that Home Depot employee. I'm mad on your behalf years later.
Exactly. All right, the flex that people are kind of going for right now. This is interesting.
It involves an iPhone.
Yes.
In fact, Apple had a commercial out recently. It said the new iPhones, you don't need a case.
They're so durable that you don't need to have a protective case on your phone.
Now, as a person who's had phones since smartphones came out, no, I can't go without a case because it costs too much. Like this, I don't even have the best phone, and it was like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, they look pretty in the Apple commercials, but
it
doesn't look all that pretty when you're bringing it to like the iFix phone stores.
Yeah, or the Genius Bar or something like that.
And it costs you, $300 to get a new screen or, have something fixed.
Well, yeah, you love your phone, Jim.
I do. In fact, I asked people out there, I said, this flex with the phone and the, not having a case on it and just like pulling it out as you do like transactions and stuff like that. Would you dare? And most of our listeners are saying, no way.
Mm.
Like Dan says, my case and my phone are always purchased at the same time.
Right. So you don't even leave the store without a case.
He says, I know how the real world works. Doug says, I typically have my new case ordered before I even go to get my new phone.
Well, Jim, you love your phone. You love keeping it safe.
Yeah.
But you also love money.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I still wouldn't, I risk the phone.
Would you?
By not wearing it, have a case around it.
Would you go, let's say, a week without a case on your phone?
I don't trust myself. I'm clumsy. I drop phones.
What if I bet you $50 in actual money that you can't go a whole week without putting the case back on?
Well, you'd have to trust me because, it's not like we live each
other. Yeah, we don't see each other 24 hours a day, but I would have to inspect the phone.
You'd give
from
me
time
$50
if you can take the phone case off right now
as the new flex.
Yeah.
Of no phone case.
Yeah.
But I've got to it can't be if I damage it.
Yeah.
I lose the money? Or if I put a phone case on it, I also lose the money?
Yeah. You know what? If you damage your phone, I'll give you $50 toward the purchase of your phone.
The deductible.
So would you do it for a week?
Yeah, for $50? Okay, yes. Yes, I could be extra careful for a week.
We're filming this on my phone.
Yeah.
As I'm taking
my case off. And you know how I love cases.
They are. It's a very nice case.
Even though I understand how stupid it is to put a $20 case on a $1,000 phone that's all shiny and stuff.
I did take that off.
What are you doing?
I'm taking off the screen protector.
Don't take off the screen protector. I didn't know that was involved.
No, you have to take off the
screen. Well, you've already started lifting it. You can't put it back. Then it's a bubble. Now I've got to go. Now it could damage the back, the sides, and the screen. I've broken phones with screen protectors and cases on them.
Well, you
I
know
find
what?
New ways.
See, the screen protector can stay on there because I cut my fingernails. I don't have enough to get a good hold on it.
All right.
We need somebody with fingernails in here right now.
Right, give it back to me. Leave the screen protector on there.
The nice rubberized case is off.
All right. Let's say
this is a super durable case.
If I make it to Friday without putting a
case back
on. Case on here, you'll give me $50?
Yeah. At this time tomorrow, I will inspect your phone. I saw it now. It's pristine.
It looks good.
It does look very good.
So now I've got to set it on something. We have Eurostone countertops, which are wonderful.
They're very nice. They're durable.
I gotta find I got a little notebook. I'll just put it on that. I lay it on paper.
Putting it on like a pillow.
I'm scared to death.
Like a princess's tiara.
I'm scared to death.
Maybe we can cheer you up with something cool. Feeling good.
So this is such an incredible story. It happened yesterday, and it had to do with Veterans Day. Gary Sinise, you know, who played Lieutenant Dan in the Forrest Gump movie?
Yeah.
Ever since then, he has been dedicated to helping wounded veterans.
Right.
And this is talking like, it was like 30 years ago he made that movie?
Yeah.
He's just been doing it over and over and over. And, excuse me, he... did this incredible thing for a veteran in Nolensville. He helped out U.S. Army Sergeant Joshua Hargis, who in his deployment lost several members of his team in an explosion, and he also lost his legs.
Yeah.
And so he and his wife here in Nolensville, Taylor, they were gifted a home from the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Mortgage-free.
And... it's also set up so that he can get access to things. He does have prosthetics. I think he also has a wheelchair. Things are wider.
They're
things made for somebody who is dealing with stuff that he has.
That's awesome.
And it's right here in Nolensville, Tennessee. And this is Gary Sinise. And then right after that, Joshua and his wife, Taylor.
It means a lot to be able to reach out to somebody who's sacrificed a lot for their country. I'm a grateful American. And I want them to know it.
Being able to be here to receive this on Veterans Day, it's the greatest gift that I could ever ask for.
To the deepest part of our core, we are so deeply grateful.
What an awesome thing to do.
That is so cool.
He spends so much of his time just helping wounded vets.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the 94th home they've given to a wounded veteran.
Yeah.
Mortgage-free.
He's around Nashville a lot, too. I know Forrest Sanders from Channel 5 did a big expose or big story on him.
Yeah, big story on him. And how he often plays the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Because
he's got a band, too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you to Gary Sinise, and thanks to our friend Forrest Sanders over at News Channel 5 for tipping us off to that really awesome thing that happened.
Three things you want to know this morning. Of course, Diddy's having some issues, and they asked Sting, how do you feel about Diddy now? Because he borrowed your song, Every Breath You Take, to make the song I'll Be Missing You.
Yeah.
And Sting says, sure, I'm getting paid. I don't care. I love his surprisingly non-PC answer.
Yeah.
I guess he said it one time that the royalties from that song put his kids through college. So,
and he didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
It was already made.
Sit back and let the money roll in.
All right. Good for him. It does take one bad apple to spoil a Sabrina Carpenter concert. Oh. Saturday night in San Francisco, she was performing live, one of the hot tickets this summer. Everybody wants to go. There was one of those areas in front of the stage where people can stand. And apparently, just before Sabrina Carpenter came out, or as she was coming out onto stage for the first time, a girl in that standing area squatted down and peed all over the floor.
Oh, because she didn't want to leave her spot.
She didn't want to leave her spot, or she just got so excited. But there's somebody...
I just wet myself.
Yeah, there's like video going around. They never show the person's face to shame them or anything, but everybody was pretty ticked because that all of a sudden they all had to like scurry away. It took away from the concert.
So the janitor custodian could come out with a bucket and put put that stuff that they put down on in the elementary school.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
I guess the New York Post asked around, and they have a marketing agency. They used a list of criteria, a smile analysis and whatnot, to find the 10 sexiest bald men in America.
Okay.
All right.
Is this to counter the argument that sometimes, like, bald men are portrayed as like sinister in movies and TV shows?
I don't know what their motivation was, but they listed things like Shaq, The Rock, Terry Crews, Vin Diesel, and Danny DeVito.
Well, he's still got some hair.
Yeah. Well,
don't count that.
Plus, he's a tiny little hot guy.
I don't know. Yeah. I see you got to go all the way. I'm protesting that one. I'm going right to the commissioner of whatever sport this is.
Well, you can just go to any nearby Jersey Mike's. I think that's where he hangs out.
If the commercials are to be believed.
Exactly. Thanks to everybody who checked us out on Facebook Live yesterday. We did the Woody and Jim joke off.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of people were commenting about my shirt.
Yeah, your shirt was like
the talk of the internet.
I mean, it was trending on worldwide.
Yes,
Twitter, as far as anybody knows.
If you didn't see it, it's Lego pieces. It's a Hawaiian shirt, but it's all Lego pieces fit together.
Woody pretty much like 9 days out of 10 wears a Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
And it's usually something very interesting. The other day, you were wearing a Hawaiian shirt that actually had like the architectural blueprints of all the ships in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh yeah, so many people were like, oh yeah, that's a cool one. But like, you were the belle of the ball yesterday, because no matter where
you
were,
so much.
Like, everybody's
going.
Yeah, I was
leaving the building yesterday. People were going, Ace, one of our fellow employees here, was going, nice shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I know. And I was sitting there going, like, and then it was all the same thing as you were getting into your car to leave. You must have felt like $1 million because, like, Derek Mason, who's a former NFL wide receiver, played for the Titans and the Ravens.
And he knows fashion.
He does. He dresses great. And he like drives a Lamborghini
and he comes in,
he does his sports talk show here on our sister station, 102.5 The Game. And he gets out of his Lamborghini dressed to the nines.
Yes.
He looks at you and says, that shirt looks good.
You make that shirt look good.
It was Lego pieces on it.
I'm going for a slightly different look. Today I am, unshowered Rick Springfield fan.
Yeah, you've got like an old...
It's an old school
retro Rick Springfield
Living in Oz
merch shirt.
Yeah. I did this as a tribute to my girlfriend Melissa, who is at the airport right now waiting to fly to California. She won a trip for two, all expenses paid, with hotel and flight to see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx in an acoustic concert. And she won them from some, influencer's website. And she
very
had
to, 80s.
She had to double and triple check to make sure it was real.
Yeah, that's a square. That's a fun throwback lineup.
Yeah, so that'd be kind of fun for her. And staying at a hotel that's right across from Universal Studios. And
Lucky.
She's never been to Universal Studios. I say, you got to check out the Jaws ride and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
it's cool.
You
got to
go.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. So she's going to be there having fun. What are you doing?
Going to be eating over the sink and just, trying to, control our animals.
So what you're saying is, like, pretty much you're lowering your standards for everything while your partner's out of the house.
Yeah, I started by not showering.
It's just like you're give a damn. Just
she's gone till Thursday. I'm gonna look like Tom Hanks in Castaway by the end, but a fat version of
the fat starving Castaway. Oh my god!
When Tom Hanks first got to the island.
Oh my god!
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville with Woody and Jim. One Night in Bangkok by anyone?
Murray Head.
Yes, Murray Head.
The greatest song written in the 80s. In my opinion.
I think so, yeah. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're playing a fun little game where you tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did, And we have to guess, did you do it when you were a little kid or if you were a drunk adult?
From the 93.3 Totally Hits app, where people can leave us messages, we have Bree, and she tells us this tale.
I passed out and face planted into my Thanksgiving dinner in front of a whole group of people.
All right, stop the tape.
Okay.
We got to guess whether she face planted into the taters at Thanksgiving, passed out.
I'm gonna go with the obvious and say that she was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Yeah. It almost seems too obvious.
Too obvious.
To me.
Okay.
So I'm gonna cover our bets. Okay. And I'm gonna go the other way.
Kid. I was a little kid and I was super sick 1 year for Thanksgiving. I didn't want to eat anything because I was really nauseous. And I felt really tired. My dad made me just sit at the table anyway. Long story short, I was so tired that I ended up falling asleep at the table, and that's when I face planted onto my plate of food, right into my mashed potatoes.
What a way to go!
Yeah! As opposed to the rest of us that are wide awake and put our face directly into the thing of mashed potatoes.
We don't need to be sick to fall
eat them.
Face plant.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Should we do another one?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. This, I think, is from Travis.
I licked a dead mouse for $50 and got crazy sick after.
I licked a dead mouse for $50 and then got sick. Like, I don't know. I'm wondering, okay, as a kid.
As a little kid, $50 is like $1 million if you're a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it was like his uncle that said, hey, I'll give you $50 if you lick this dead mouse. I can see that happening.
Sounds like a dare for a little kid.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to guess little kid.
We're both united in it was a little kid. Are we right?
I was a drunk adult. I had been drinking all day on Cinco de Mayo. My friends and I ran across a dead mouse on the side of the road. And one of my friends dared me to lick it. When I refused, he turned it into a $50 bet. So I accepted the bet. I won the bet, but I got crazy sick for the next 3 days.
Spent $50 on antibiotics. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
That does sound like some drunk people do.
I mean, yes.
I'll give you $50 if you lick that right now.
Yeah, it does.
Guess what? Chicken butt. Also, we're ready to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online at goingpostalbrentwood.com. For the ladies in the audience, we have Charlene in Gladeville. Hey there, Charlene.
Hey, how are you?
Good luck to you.
Great to hear from you.
For the guys, we have Eric in Brentwood. Hello, Eric.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. All right. Good luck to both of you. We have a Get Acquainted question for you.
Yeah, we do. This is for Eric. Do you ever talk to or do you have a name for your car?
No and no, although my grandmother used to always name her cars, and I learned to drive on her car. It was Terry the Taurus.
Terry the Taurus. Oh, my God. Sounds like something from, what was that dinosaur show my kids used to watch?
Dinosaurs?
No, the one
with the little baby. They went like, he's the mama, or whatever it was.
Oh, no, I can't remember. Now it's driving me crazy.
The Flintstones?
No, they used to...
just guess for the next hour.
We used to joke they release them direct to landfill.
Land before time.
Land before time.
Ah, okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, long necks with the long necks.
Yeah, Eric, sorry. I wasn't going to be able to continue the game until I remembered that.
Sorry, we're out of time now. We have to go.
Yeah, I gotta go. Okay, Charlene, what about you? Do you ever talk to, or have you had a name for your car?
I don't, but my kids call it the Cha-Cha Mobile because I just have recently had a new grandbaby, and he calls me Cha-Cha.
Oh, that's a cute grandma name.
That's great.
Cha-Cha Mobile.
Yeah, if you're going to have a name, why not have beef from the grandbaby? That's awesome.
To the Cha-Cha Mobile. Okay, we have a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you both have a screw you can use. If you get stuck, you can't answer the question. You can force it on your opponent, but they might steal your point. Here we go. Charlene, over the weekend, the Nashville Predators played the new hockey club from Utah. Did that team move to Salt Lake City from Atlanta, Phoenix, or Florida?
Atlantic City.
No, it's not Atlantic City. They moved from Phoenix.
They used to be the Arizona Coyotes.
It's okay. That was a tough one. Let's see if we can give one just as tough to Eric. Does the long-running medical drama Grey's Anatomy take place in Seattle, New York, or Portland?
Huh. You know, I've never seen the show.
That's because you're a good person.
And it's
I'm going to guess that it is Portland.
It is not Portland. No, it's Seattle.
It's Seattle. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Similar part of the country. You both have no points yet. So he who scores first.
Okay, Charlene. Wild Turkey is a brand of what liquor? We need an answer.
Oh, it's bourbon.
Yeah, that's right. We'll take all that. Okay.
All right. That's 1-0.
That's what the fuel that Cha-Cha needs.
That's the Cha-Cha mobile runs on. All right, Eric.
I've been known to do that.
JennyCraig.com is a website devoted to what?
Dieting.
Dieting,
yes,
is right.
Correct. Okay, weight loss, yeah. Okay, it is all tied going into the last set of questions.
Charlene, in the movie The Hunt for Red October, what was the Red October? What was the Red October in the movie The Hunt for Red October?
Was it a submarine?
It was
yes.
a submarine.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Okay.
You just beat the buzzer. It was about
Sorry.
To go.
Okay.
It's okay. You did it. It's 2-1. Eric, you need this one. Joey Fatone was a member of what famous boy band?
As opposed to guessing, I'm going to use the screw.
Okay.
This is his last resort. He's throwing the screw, which means, Charlene, Joey Fatone was a member of what famous boy band?
NSYNC.
It was NSYNC.
Wow.
Oh,
good
Eric.
Job.
Hey, it worked against you, but you had to give it a shot.
There you Charlene. Go. Charlene, congratulations. Cha-Cha is the winner.
That's right. The Cha-Cha Mobile is going to be going to the Ryman Auditorium on Tuesday the 19th, a week from tonight, to go see Daryl Hall, one of the great voices of our generation.
Nice.
You can enjoy that show.
Thank you so much.
Very cool. We'll play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. In our Eurostone studios on 93.3 FM.
They're gorgeous.
Welcome to that time of the year where it's dark when you go to work, and it's also dark when you come home from work.
Yeah, that's a tough time of year.
It is. It's tough.
It's especially tough, you know, in the next month or so. It seems like leading up to Christmas. You can go days without seeing the sunshine if you don't leave where you work or leave the house during the day.
Yeah, you need to do that thing where you say, I got to go get something out of my car, and then you just never come back.
It's about 3 hours, I think, of daylight we're having right now. It's what it feels like.
And it seems like, you know, when it gets started at 4:30 or so, it gets extreme dark.
Yeah, it does.
It's an extreme darkness. I don't know if it's just taking our eyes longer to adjust to it.
The summer, it seems to be like just kind of dark for a while. It's dusk
it's kind of twilightish.
Yeah,
but here
it's just
like
they just flick the switch.
Yeah, it's like we're all in a birdcage and they threw a blanket over it. Why, that's exactly what it's like.
You know what? I've heard a lot of people on YouTube explain how hey, we're all living in a simulation.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think your blanket over the cage is a better explanation that I've heard for we're all living in a computer animated.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about taking the blue or the red pill. We're in a bird cage.
Just take the blanket off.
Yeah, take the blanket off. and it's a big, scary, dark blanket.
Lift the blanket a little bit in the spring for daylight savings.
There you go. Got three things you want to know this morning.
So, to get you ready for the holiday break, as you know, Thanksgiving, everybody does a lot of traveling, and they do a lot by air. This year, they expect a record number of people to be flying on Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Here's the problem. Head to the airport now, because the nation's airports have a staffing problem for air traffic controllers.
Oh,
and they
wow.
say around Thanksgiving, they'll have about only half of the air traffic controllers they need, which is going to slow everything down.
No.
I guess they have thousands of people in training to be air traffic controllers, but it takes a really long time. Wow. So they won't be ready in time. So expect a lot of delays if you're flying around for Thanksgiving.
I recommend you get there 3 to 4 months before your flight. Wow. Hey, you remember Rachel Gunn, the breakdancer that stole the world's heart in the Olympics?
The one who did the Velociraptor dance?
She had said that she was retiring, but no, just a minute, she's not.
Aww.
She's not going to give up on the sport she loves. She says, I'm not retiring. You try and stop me. I can't retire from an art form.
She was the one who announced her retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, nobody's trying to stop her. Nobody's even trying to talk to her.
She's desperately trying to stay in the news, I guess.
I know. Wow. Denzel Washington is doing press for the new Gladiator 2 movie that's coming out. Highly anticipated movie. He's in that. And he also admitted that he has a role in the next Black Panther movie.
Really?
But here's another thing he said. He's just going to do a couple more films, and then he's going to retire. Hopefully, it's like Ray Gun. It won't last long. I like Denzel Washington movies.
Yeah, I do. He's very good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow with some more Daryl Hall tickets to give away. Also, Gender Wars. The guy who does my tattoos, Jason, is going to play. He's been voluntold.
He's a great artist.
Yeah. Yeah, he has cartoons written all over my body.
Is he great at Gender Wars? We'll find out.
Okay. He actually just texted me a minute ago, any tips for tomorrow? I said, think like a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Yeah, exactly.
What you doing the rest of the day?
Let's see. I'm going to try to get... my lawn was too wet to mow with my new electric mower yesterday, so I'm going to try today.
The new Tesla mower.
Yes, we call it the Tesla mower,
right.
Even though it's like Ryobi or something. But it's no Cybertruck.
No.
Don't call it a Cybertruck.
It's much prettier.
That's what happens when you let a six-year-old kid draw a car.
Exactly.
And I might go see Red One, which is like a comedy coming out about Christmas and Santa's been kidnapped. It looks awful.
And The Rock is like the head of the Christmas security team.
Yeah.
Has to go rescue Santa from somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. When you review movies, people say, oh, it must be so fun. But you have to see even the movies that you think will suck.
See?
What are you doing, Woody?
Probably going to take Lucy or Doberman for a walk. With my girlfriend out of town going to the concert in L.A., you know, she's going to be in the crate a little bit more often, so I'm going to get out there and run her.
Get her a little more exercise.
Yeah.
Good move.